Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Is there another baseless, politically motivated food scare brewing? A little over a month ago, the Chicago Tribune began writing stories designed to scare the public about the deadly risk of mercury in our seafood, in swordfish and salmon, walleye, orange roughy, even canned tuna. It reminds me of other scares orchestrated by environmentalists and vegetarians, tree huggers and Greenpeace types. How valid was the LR apple risk that just about put Washington apple growers out of business? Do you remember when the food safety fringe told us that we had to stop eating bacon because when you fry it, it becomes a carcinogen and then you're going to get cancer? Those campaigns were just trumped-up nonsense. The hysteria over mad cow disease is another example of allowing the media, manipulated by a few, to scare the public. Out of all the people in the world, we have only had 160 cases of humans getting mad cow. That was after eating infected beef in Europe for years. No one's come down with mad cow disease in North America. Are all of these campaigns driven by a sincere interest in our safety? Not hardly. The LR apple gambit was all about stopping the use of chemicals in the production of food. The bacon scare was because the advocates are vegetarian sympathizers, just like PETA. And now we have environmentalists waving a red flag about mercury. Why? They want us to do something about air contamination. The mercury in the air ends up in the water, ends up in the fish. But really, is it a danger to our health? I don't think so. In Japan, people eat an average of 145 pounds of fish a year. We eat 16. The Japanese eating 10 times the amount of fish that we eat. They don't have any evidence that mercury in fish is a health problem. Neither do we. I have confidence in our food safety regulators at USDA and FDA. There's no need to sound the alarm when there's nothing to be alarmed about. Follow the USDA dietary guidelines and eat your apples, eat your bacon, and your beef. And yes, it's safe to eat your tuna too. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.